You're listening to The Head Trash Show with the founder of Head Trash, Alexia Leachman. Head Trash is the home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence, and contentment in your life. Tune in every week as Alexia shares insights and simple strategies to help you create some headspace to experience confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show.
Hello and welcome back to the FAQ series here on the Head Trash Show, where I'm hoping to help you make the best out of our 5 steps to clearing head trash process. It's free to download off the homepage of the website at headtrash.co.uk by tackling some of the frequently asked questions that people have in terms of using the process and getting the most out of it. If you've got any questions that you have as you try using the process, then please don't hesitate to email me here at the show, and you can email me at hello@headtrash.co.uk, or you can get in touch through the Facebook page, and you can find us on Facebook at Head Trash, all one word, or via Twitter, head_trash. So today's question is this: what happens if I only lower my score to 4 or 5 out of 10 and I don't manage to get it down to a 0? What does that mean? Well, let me help you. So you'll know, as part of the process, I invite you to rate your experience, your intensity of your head trash out of 10. And if you're wondering why I ask you to do that, then do check out the other podcast in the FAQ series that explains why I'm inviting you to rate yourself out of 10. But if you've listened to that and you're wondering, well, I can't seem to get my score lower than a 5, so this is still something for me, this is still, you know, give me a bit of, you know, a bit of worry and concern, this bit of head trash, I can't seem to get rid of it, then this is what might be happening for you. So when you're clearing your head trash, you'll be spending, if you're doing it right, about 2 minutes per mantra out of the 10 mantras that I offer you that you can use as part of the process. Now, it might mean that you need to spend longer than 2 minutes on each of the mantras. So a first thing for you to try would be to just repeat the whole process again. And if you find that after repeating the whole process, and what I mean by that is going through each of the 10 mantras, just doing it all again, okay? If you find that after doing all of it again, that you're still at a 4 or a 5, then you need to ask yourself a different question. Instead, really connect to the thing that you were trying to work on, first of all, and ask yourself, what is keeping this at a 4 or a 5 or whatever number it is for you? Maybe you're still at a 7, you know, maybe you've sort of, you know, really not cleared much at all. And just stay really still and notice what comes up in your mind. So let's say you're working on being interrupted or being talked over. Somebody kept interrupting you all the time and talking over you, not letting you speak. And so that was you. That's what you decided to work on. And so now when you sort of come to ask yourself, what's keeping this at a 4 or 5? You might suddenly say to yourself, well, it's not so much that he talks over me and interrupts. It's the fact that he's just not listening to me. Ah, okay. Well, what we've done here, we've moved on a level. It's no longer about being interrupted or being talked over. It's about the fact that this person clearly isn't listening to you. So now you need to basically start again by replacing what you're working on with the new thing. Because what we tend to find is that our head trash is many, many layers. And you need to, as you clear something, you peel back a layer and it reveals the next layer. And all this stuff sort of makes up our head trash. And I think if you think back to one of the wise people of our age, Shrek, I think he was called, and he was telling Donkey in Shrek, was it 1 or 2, that we're like onions, lots and lots of layers. And that's exactly what I mean here. In this example I've given you, where being interrupted or being talked over was the thing, well, what was also making up that head trash for this person is also the idea of not being listened to. Because at the end of the day, if somebody is interrupting you and talking over you, they're clearly not listening to you. And so this is all part of the same thing. And we're just getting a little bit more specific. And this is what happens when you clear head trash, is by starting to clear it up, by clearing little bits one by one, you start to get a little bit more clarity as to what it is that does bother you, what it is, you know, we're getting closer to the nub of the issue. So this is what you need to ask yourself if you're still experiencing a 4 or 5, is why is it still at this? And notice again how you respond to that and be very aware. And so basically, those are the two responses that you might need to do. You might need to go through all of the mantras again because you needed longer than 2 minutes to spend on certain aspects of it, or it's evolved into something slightly different and now you need to work on that. So I hope that this has answered your question as to what happens if I only drop my score to a 4 or 5 or 6 out of 10. If you have any questions, if this hasn't answered it for you, then do let me know. Do let me know where you're struggling, or indeed if you have any other questions about making the most out of using our 5-step process. You know where I am. I'm at hello@headtrash.co.uk, on the Facebook page, and also on Twitter. So until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get your copy of the free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes for more strategies, tips, and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time.